This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Fly ball, right center field. Half going back, way back at the wall. He leaps and it's gone! It's gone! It's gone! Goodbye! It's a grand slam home run for Michael Taylor.
Thanks to the Washington Nationals Radio Network for that fabulous call. You heard it. Taylor smacked an opposite field grand slam into the Wrigley Field basket. And here we are at the start of America Tonight to tell you that the Washington Nationals, since we're going to talk some Washington politics of a different sort, shut down the Chicago Cubs 5-0. So that series is tied at 2-2. And then the Yankees surprised Cleveland. Sorry, Indians fans. The Yanks win that series 3-2. They did it. 5-2 was the final score in that one. Speaking of keeping score, we like to keep score when we have the former congressman from Ohio on. That would be Bob Ney from Talk Media News. Hey, Bob, how are you?
I am great, Kate. How are you?
You couldn't have been happy, though. Cleveland lost. Sorry about that.
I know, but what a run, huh?
What a run. Yeah. What a run. You are absolutely right about that. And it's so funny because I thought of this, keeping scores, you know, metaphorically. It's like the president. He's keeping score constantly with the media. I heard fake news again today. He really lays that on NBC. He said NBC with the fake news every time he's asked.
And he's talking about revoking their license or trying to.
Yeah.
Now, the timing, Kate, is kind of, Trump always has this, some kind of luck with something happening when he goes after an issue and then he looks bad and all of a sudden you say, okay. Now, not that this would justify it, but on the heels of this Harvey Weinstein saga,
right.
Saturday Night Live, the producer, the head of that component, comes out and says, well, what Harvey did basically is a New York thing, which made everybody's head turn. Then NBC, there was some disclosure that they originally had the story but thought it wasn't ready for prime time, on him. And then all of a sudden Trump, comes out with this, knowing that NBC is a bit, weak, obviously, on the issue. Now, he can't go after their license. But he puts this out here, and everybody's talking about NBC fake news, and Trump's potentially going after them when we know he can't. But it's being talked about.
Yeah, he can't. And of course, part of that also spilled over to the Defense Secretary, James Mattis, who said no to this NBC News report that the president wanted to increase the U.S. nuclear arsenal tenfold after a meeting with defense folks in July. He said those reports that the president called for an increase in our arsenal are absolutely false and that it is irresponsible reporting, that that's not true. So what do you make of that? Sometimes it is true. As someone who was in the news media that covered some hairy carry things politically speaking, and this, a lot of times false rumors do kind of circulate.
Well, they do, and then there's also a strategy if done correctly, and I've seen this in certain ways. In fact, I did it one time myself, I'll admit it. You put something out there and then it gets out there. I wanted a story out because some pages were huffing, with chemical sprays.
Mm.
And they tried to suppress the story in the House from the Speaker's office, Speaker Hastert's office. And I went ahead and got that leaked out there, then denied that I did it, so I could get the story out there because it was so serious. You can't, hide pages huffing chemicals, And so it is done. And now that was a real news, but it was a sly way to do it. And sometimes people will feed things. It's very possible somebody close to the Trump administration is intentionally also feeding these, knowing that news media outlets are going to jump at something so salacious just to make them look bad. That's possible. It's Machiavellian, but it's possible.
Yeah, I love that. I love the true confessions from the former congressman from Ohio.
Right.
That's just right. And it's like if you watch that show Scandal, what happens in that show is true. A lot of that is the maneuvering around Washington.
It is, and things do happen, and I've seen it, and I've seen people blamed in order to make a smokescreen. I have seen innocent people blamed for things on Capitol Hill. It happens. So in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, does the news media bite at something that really looks like a good tip when it's not true?
Yeah. All right, this is true. We've been talking about this for a long time, and the president has, too, this whole tax cut things. You've dealt with tax cuts. It's all about what's in your wallet, right? So the president is saying a $4,000 middle-class tax cut. He did that today or yesterday. He was in at a speech in Pennsylvania, and he said, and of course the crowd went wild, that the typical American household would get that kind of a pay raise from the kind of legislation that would cut the corporate tax rate and end the current practice of taxing corporations' foreign earnings. Is this going to pass? Is this going to happen?
Well, I don't think, but something may. What he's doing, look, he put something out there. The House passed nothing. The Senate passed nothing. He put something out there. The answer by the Democratic side, Chuck Schumer, in particular in the Senate, is, oh, the Republicans are helping the rich, you know, with the tax relief. Now, if he believes that, then the Senate Democratic side should put together an amendment or a plan that gives tax relief to working people and put it out there. Now, they haven't done that. So, in the end, Trump, I think, can beat everybody over the head with this. And if people get riled up enough, maybe they will demand something actually to be done. If calmer heads were prevailing here, I would say both parties, at least two or three people from both parties, would get together, defy their own party, and say, here's a tax plan that truly is taking care of the working people of this country. But, you know, the Democratic side doesn't want to do that because it gives Donald Trump credit, and the Republican side doesn't want to do it because it won't involve tax breaks for wealthier people. And so I think not much is going to happen, but I think Trump will, on this issue, have the bully pulpit. And again, maybe enough pressure will come to bear where he will get something out of it.
Yeah, crazy. What do you make of this Harvey Weinstein thing? Because he's so powerful that he was in tight with a lot of politicians, including the Clintons.
Many times I was asked, are you going to give money back because people get in trouble in D.C.?
Yeah, yeah.
I once said, look, if I gave money back of everybody that had any form of trouble, I wouldn't have a campaign account left. And then guess what? People were getting phone calls. Are you going to give Bob Ney's contributions back?
Oh.
Yes, oh, they got that phone call. Of course they did when Jack Abramoff and I got in trouble. And over the course of 11 years, who didn't you give a contribution to? You know, and so I've seen this, you know, all the time. Now, this one rises to the level of, a gasp because of what he did, which is worse than, you know, a lot of other things that have been done. I thought the interesting one was Hillary Clinton, because that's who they're going to focus on. He gave her money. Chuck Schumer, I think, already returned $20,000. So I don't know what Hillary Clinton will do, but people now are distancing themselves. And, of course, some of the actresses are coming out. And they're saying, yes, 10 years ago he groped me or tried to, come on to me. And then people are saying, well, why didn't you report it and help other people? And then again, they had their career. So that's a little bit of a mixed edge there, too.
It is, absolutely. Bob Ney, thank you so much. Always a pleasure to have you on. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Kate.
Coming up, Mandalay Bay staffers didn't call the cops after the security guard was shot. More on that and the fires in California. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
We want to make sure the federal government is a good partner. And so far, I think they've been a very good partner.
All right, so there's Jerry Brown. You heard just a few words that he had to say about what they're doing as far as giving some credit to what's happening with the fire to those that are fighting it. It's just absolutely incredible. And when I say the fire, it's much more than that, because we do have fires in Southern California, but the ones in the north have claimed the lives of 21 people. And then you hear these stories, or now they're saying 23. Hundreds of people are missing, and that's so, so scary. So who knows? The numbers could be staggering by the time it's all said and done. And we're talking about the Sonoma area, Napa, wine country, all in there, Santa Rosa. As a former Californian, and I live there and really love that area, it's not about the vineyards. It's about the human victims of this. And these stories make your skin just crawl when you hear that the fires were so intense and still going that you had 5 minutes basically to escape. So that was the problem with older people. They couldn't, how could they get out? Nobody knew. And they're, and what's happening now is in this Sonoma County, the tens of thousands of acres are just ripped apart. There are reports. Are you ready for this? And I double-checked on this number. There are reports of more than 600 missing persons 600 missing persons. Wow. Detectives are using telephones to track people down who are unaccounted for. 285 people are still missing, and that's one county. That's one county. The dread is that this death toll will rise to a staggering number. 22 fires were challenged pretty much on Wednesday because of the blustery, brutal, windy conditions and the shifting winds, which is what happens in California and is so dangerous. So when you have winds 40 miles an hour, it's dry, there's low humidity and no rain, that's just no good. So they're telling people, get your to-go bags ready. Be ready. Get your documents. Get your medicines. If you have to go fast, you got to be ready. Which gives us more pause and more reasons to know that, guess what? All of us probably need to have those kinds of things in place, and I guarantee most of us don't. And it doesn't mean these people that are missing would have gotten out any faster. The traffic is bad. Trying to evacuate people is really tough. And the fire lines move all over the place as they try to anticipate what's happened. And you see the burned out acreage. Wow. And I've said this before, and I said this on the last show, and I think I said it on the show before. I've covered fires in California in my day, and I never saw anything like it. And I really have. It seemed like every night I was leading the news, and I was out at some fire with the firemen. I got to know so many of them personally in the areas where I worked, in Santa Barbara, in San Luis Obispo, in Pismo, because of the fires that would happen, but they're nothing like this. The whole state, 170,000 acres throughout the state. And the largest are what we're mentioning. Sonoma, Napa, Mendocino counties, all of them. That beautiful wine country, just charred rubble, clouds of smoke. That's what you're seeing. That's just what you're seeing. You know, and there's different names for the fires, of course, because there's so many. You got about 8,000 firefighters that are trying to contain the fires. So think of the equipment. That's, you know, 500 plus fire trucks. And 170 of those came out of state, which I love about the Brotherhood of Firemen, which I saw up close and personal, like I mentioned. And this isn't, you know, let's just heap all this praise, because they don't want praise, but I'm telling you like it is. They just scramble immediately. There's not even any questions asked. Get there as fast as they can. You need helicopters. You need planes. You need anything to douse the flames, because it's just that bad. You know, there's an area, and I know this area. I've been there just a couple of times, but I know I've driven through it, and it's called Coffee Park. There's no Coffee Park anymore. It's nothing. It's just charred. It looks like a movie set is what it looks like. And it's sad to hear the stories where people are worried about their fathers, their siblings, etc., because they haven't heard from them. They text them. They're hysterical, and they can't get in there to try to help them. The neighborhoods are closed off. And you call the sheriffs, and they're trying to find people, but what can they do? They're in the middle of this fire. You know, and when you have a house, when you have these houses burned to the ground, the car melted in the driveway, it's not looking good. But who knows? Maybe some of them were lucky enough to get out, and obviously some were. But the problem is so many were just absolutely, trapped. I mean, just, oh, I can't. Listening to the stories, oh, gosh, listening to the stories is so sad. I was listening to the Napa mayor and talking about the nursing facilities and talking about the evacuation and the buses and what they needed to do and how rough it was and how some people didn't get out in those areas and they just couldn't get to them. It was impossible. And the properties are just unrecognizable is what it is. And here's the thing. It's about getting it out, because at this point, it's about looking for people, of course, survivors, but it's about putting out those fires, because it's only going to get, it's getting worse because of, again, because of the winds that shift all over the place. And those winds, take it from somebody who was there, they are tricky. I can't tell you how many times I'd be with a cameraman and we'd be on top of a fire and they'd be pulling us away from it, knowing, hey, there's no live shot going on here or you're going to be gone. Let's go out to Dan, who's listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hi, Dan.
Hello, baby. How you doing?
You're so funny. What's up, man?
I was doing my Rocky squirrel imitation there.
Very nice.
Okay. I talked to a friend of mine in Crescent City the other day, yesterday, and from where I used to live. And he was telling me about what happened up there. And if the winds had not changed, the Klamath River would have been the hopeful stop point for the fire that would have swept clear through Klamath, through clear Crescent City, all of the redwoods up there. My old home would have been gone. Everything in that area would have been wiped out. But the winds changed just at the last moment, and the fire was stopped at Brookings. But that's how close it got to wiping out everything in Northern California on that part of the section.
Wow.
It was so scary. I mean, you're talking hundreds of thousands of acres just gone in flames. And with all of the dryness that they've had, because it hasn't really been a real, real rainy season up there, everything that was on the ground, clear to the redwood trees themselves, would have all got scorched. I mean, they wouldn't kill the redwood trees because they're so big and strong, but it would have crispy crittered them for sure, give them a real bad burn, which we've seen in the past there. And my area would have been wiped out. My home would have been wiped out that I used to own, and everything in that whole area would have been just gone.
You would have been in the middle of it.
No, I wouldn't have, but the people that I know that still love that live there would have been, because it was right in the area that I was. It was just coming right at us, and the winds changed. And they got a handle on it and was able to stop it just before it got the other side of Brookings. But once it gets past Brookings, I mean, that's all timber country. Goodbye, Jack. It's gone. You know?
Yeah, it's gone. You're right. It's gone. It's up.
So that's what I wanted to tell you about. Mm, that's about all of my stuff for tonight. I love you, and I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, thanks, Dan. Thanks for sharing that. So he knows the area. He used to live near there, had friends there, all of that. And just like me, as I said, I've got a good friend that, we used to hang all the time when we were both in television news in Central California, you know, along that San Luis Obispo area. And her name's Marianne Favreau, and she's been in the thick of it. If you look her up, you'll see NBC Bay Area. But she's, you know, like the other reporters, because, of course, they're trying to get the word out to the people who are freaked out about their family and friends and what's happening to fellow Californians. And they're crawling around these neighborhoods, and they've got masks on because you can't even breathe. You're choking on the smoke. It is just so, so, so thick. Oh, awful. All right, stay with us. More headed your way next here on ATN.
Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's gcnminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this." Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
It was something that was just intolerable in every way. Like so many people who have come forward and spoken out, this was a different side of a person who I and many others had known in the past.
That's Hillary Clinton, former Secretary of State and First Lady, who Harvey Weinstein was a pal, and pretty much what everybody is saying is the same thing, the shock and awe of it all and how filthy, sick, and degrading this man was is just all over the map, all these allegations. And how did he keep getting away with it? You know, it's like the old joke about the casting couch, only this casting couch was the worst you could ever possibly imagine. So Hillary Clinton is saying that she's going to donate the money that that he gave for her campaign, and she's going to donate that money because she doesn't want it. And of course, he's being charged with, or he's, the accusations are about these multiple sexual assaults. They're being leveled at him right and left. His wife is leaving him. And pretty much everybody's saying it's just sick and shocking and, you know, anything that you can possibly imagine. So she's going to donate it to a charity. She said there's just no question about that. There's some other politicians who are saying the same thing. Weinstein has been a top Democratic donor for a very, very long time. And, of course, he helped throughout the Clintons' political career raise about $1.5 million for Democrats and other groups. They do this thing called bundling donations. So that's where that all came. That's where some of that money came from. And boy, oh boy, it's, again, it's just unbelievable what this Hollywood mogul has perpetrated on way too many people. You know, that's a power thing, though. It's not a sex thing, and we've had many psychologists on this show to talk about some of the things that other men with power have done, and have that opening where nobody says anything, and people that don't say anything, frankly, are complicit. If you're not saying anything, you know what's happening. You know, that's, you're complicit in that by not saying anything. And it seems like there was this shell game because, of course, he had money. He had power. He was producing some of the biggest movies around. He was funding them. So you don't mess with a producer, I guess. And that's, I think the studios are in big trouble because middle America already is not going to a lot of these movies. And now you've got this scandal coming out. They had to dump him from the studio, and they did. You know, there's no doubt about it. No question. And like I said, his wife of 10 years left him. Just said boom, and she released a statement to a couple of magazines and said, "My heart breaks for all the women who have suffered tremendous pain because of these unforgivable actions. I've chosen to leave my husband. Caring for my young kids is my first priority, and I ask the media for privacy." You know, that's it. The Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts and Sciences, they released a statement. They said it's, you know, the Weinstein allegations are repugnant, abhorrent, and anti-ethical to this high standards of the Academy and the creative community, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, it's crazy what's coming out about this producer. I shouldn't say crazy, because people suspect things happen in Hollywood, or people suspect that things happen at a certain level, and he just proved it. He just proved that, you know, as much as in a different way a woman in power could be abusive, he certainly showed a massive, massive abuse of power that he obviously held within his grasp, because, you know, that's what it's about. And the people in the industry didn't say anything. So he had power over men and women. They wanted their movies to get made. They didn't want to stand up for what was, you know, for what was happening. And that's, boy, that is just wrong, wrong, wrong on so many, 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 many levels. And good for the actresses that came forward and have said something, because maybe they'll, you know, now this will be taken a lot more seriously, and that, you know, in this day and age, I mean, give me a break. Even George Clooney is saying, "Look, I never witnessed the behavior of which he's been accused. I've heard rumors, and the rumors in general started back in the 90s. Matt Damon said he did 5 or 6 movies with Harvey, and he never saw it. He said, I think a lot of actors have come out and said, everybody's saying we all knew it. That's not true. Ben Affleck said learning the allegations made him sick. But then you had the actress Rose McGowan saying Affleck's statement is a lie and saying that he knew about this for years. So a lot of these guys are being called out as bystanders and not getting involved when they hear or see something that's really ridiculous and over the top. And probably we'll hear more about this. I'm sure this is just the tip of the iceberg, as we've seen with other scandals. I mean, look at Anthony Weiner, what happened there. That just got worse and worse. It was insane how the Democrats kept pushing him forward, and then how many people knew whatever was going on with him. And now what is he doing? He's in prison. And that, again, was a crazy abuse of power and kept testing the waters. And was able to, was able to get away from it. was able to constantly somehow find a way to leap over the controversy because why? People protected him. And then finally enough was enough and they couldn't, just could not do it anymore. And that was it. And too many people bailed. And he had nowhere to go after all of the crazy, abusive, twisted, wild things that happened with Anthony, you know, with Anthony Weiner. All right, I want to talk about something else, including something that really, really hacks me off, and maybe some of you too. This is certainly because in my world, grandfather, uncles, husband, etc., all were veterans, all served in various wars or various situations. You know, my husband was at sea chasing after Saddam Hussein on the Stennis for almost a year. And when I see and hear things that keep happening with veterans and veterans affairs and et cetera, gosh, I don't understand how I get it. I mean, it's a huge try to wrap your arms around these different VAs. But check out this story that I came across today. Medical experts from the Department of Veterans Affairs blamed one botched surgery after another on this podiatrist. Apparently, Tom Franchini drilled the wrong screw into the bone of one veteran. He severed a critical tendon in another. He cut into patients who didn't need surgeries. Twice, he failed to properly fuse the ankle of a woman who chose to have her leg amputated rather than have the pain. So there were 88 cases, and this is what the VA came up with, where this doctor made mistakes and harmed veterans at this Togus Hospital in Maine. We have listeners in Maine, and some of you actually have sent me emails about this, and because there's been so much now written in your neck of the woods about it. Talk about a guy who was dangerous as a surgeon. And what was he doing? Collecting the cash and doing whatever he had to do? And, you know, this is, why didn't they fire him? Why didn't they track what was going on? They just let him, and here's a typical thing, again, a cover-up. They let him just, we got a problem here. They let him resign and move on to private practice. And they never disclosed for years and years and years his past to his patients and the state regulators who licensed him. That's ridiculous. Those mistakes, the amputation things, and that's outrageous. So I guess this is the outrageous segment, and for me to get on my soapbox during this segment, but it's just incredibly disheartening that that would be allowed to continue. And then, finally, he's out of the VA system, and he's doing the damage to people in private practice, charging who knows what. So there were other cases of this where veterans' hospitals signed secret settlement deals with dozens of doctors and nurses and healthcare workers, and that included promises to conceal serious mistakes, from inappropriate relationships and breakdowns in supervising to dangerous medical errors. Now, medical errors over people who are already having, who knows, all kinds of problems and they're at the VA? Wow. Settlements. Employees got settlements. Whistleblowers that were wronged. And there's been at least 126 cases, they say, where the VA initially found the workers' mistakes were so serious they should be fired. So they agreed, in some cases, to purge negative documents from personnel files or give neutral or positive references. That doctor, he was terrific. So a couple of people had to be amputated. There were some really botched surgeries. Yeah, kind of ruined the life of about 25 people. But just a terrific surgeon. And I would highly recommend him. Are you kidding me? I mean, this really is unacceptable. This really is outrageous. Outrageous. Yeah, the VA settled with a nurse who managers initially found had left a psychiatric patient in leather restraints for hours. I won't go any deeper. Needless to say, something has to be done. What a mess. Hang with us. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to dive into the mailbag with me, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight.
disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
ProPure Water Filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Turn, as I like to say, here for this hour of America Tonight. Really gloomy, huh? Sad stuff happening in the world, but you know, we got to talk about it and talk about the sick and shock and crazy producer and what horrific things he's done to women who didn't have much defense from people around them who obviously knew something. That's a sad tale. It's sad what's happening in Northern California. Hundreds of people still missing, I hope. And pray they find those people, because I can't imagine if I had my nephew, my family just gone, and I had no way to know, to verify, is there a slight chance, is there any chance, are we going to find a body, what's happening here? Because it is that thing where I believe you don't really get closure, but at least mentally there is something to knowing versus not knowing, right? Not knowing. And then what we know about, you know, what's happening in Washington, which the conversation is about the middle class tax cuts, and that's what the president was talking about on Wednesday in a big speech in Pennsylvania. Then you've got General Mattis, who's saying NBC is false and irresponsible for reporting that the president wanted to increase nukes tenfold after meeting with the defense people in July. So we got all kinds of things happening all over the place. And you, yes you, my friends, were anxious to comment on a lot of those that I just mentioned. So let's dive into the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. This one is from Rick, listening to us in Washington State. Kate, love the show. Now my buddies are listening to you, too. Keep it up. You are more than a little train that could. I heard you say that one night, and I wanted to come through the radio because I think you're sensational. You just need the right kind of attention, and you're going to get it if you continue to do what you do, and this is not sucking up. Speaking of sucking up, boy, how about all this whole thing with fake news? I have to agree, if there are reports about this increasing the nuclear arsenal, and that wasn't said, that's ridiculous. And that is irresponsible and erroneous reporting. So that's wrong. That would be fake news. So I guess some of the time it is fake news, some of the time it gets labeled as fake news. We live in a really weird, strange, twisted world, don't we? It used to be you got a viewpoint from the right, a viewpoint from the left, and something in between, and, you know, really it seems like it's anybody's guess as to where we're going to go with whatever is happening that, as you say, is the tsunami that affects our lives. Again, keep up the good work. Peace out. Let's move on to this one. Thank you. Let's move on to this one from Christopher, who says, I heard you talking about the California fires, and this is probably going to be one of the deadliest of all time. It is sad to see and hear the stories of the people who could not be rescued, and just the fact that now, in some cases, they're finding the remains of loved ones in their homes. It is really, really sad, Kate. It's scary. It's sad. It's any kind of emotional tag you want to lay on it. And people not being able to get out, people not having any means to get out is really very, very depressing to me, and I can't even imagine what it would be like to be trapped with fire racing down, enclosing, enveloping you in a house somewhere or in a neighborhood where you, that's the end of your life and you have nowhere to go. Yeah, I agree. I think it would be, boy, I just think it'd be no words. No words. For these people that couldn't be relocated. I mean, they only have so many places, so many people, so many things, and they're just trying to do what they could do. You think about this. You got, look what we've dealt with in the last 2 months. I mean, seriously. Hurricanes, Harvey, Irma, Maria, the Las Vegas insanity, the massacre. And then now this fire where we don't know what the death toll of that fire is going to be. There's evacuation centers. There's hospitals that are jammed. The good news is, once again, I believe in the goodness of humanity, and there's people helping people. You know, thank goodness for that. There's people helping people. All right, speaking of people helping people, how about this one? This one is from Daniel, who says, Kate, I was appalled to learn that the security guard that was injured at the in the shooting who at the Mandalay Bay, who was surprise attacked by the insane massacrist, I was surprised to learn that the hotel did not reach out for the cops when all of that was happening. Did you hear that story? I did, and that's the latest, so I saved it for the mailbag. Is of all the sad, horrible things to hear coming out of Las Vegas is that, yes, there was that response. And unfortunately, what happened was there was no call to the police until after the devastation had happened in Vegas. How quickly could they have gotten there and stopped whatever? I mean, who knows? I don't know. He was on that 32nd floor. He was in the Mandalay Bay. You call the cops and say, there's a nut crazy situation. Boom, happening right now. We just had a security guard that had a hail of bullets coming, raining down on him. Well, you know, they're going to get there. They're going to get there maybe faster than what happened. I don't know. We don't know. It, what could have been. But it is too bad. I mean, in those situations, the think quickly, just act on it, jump on it, especially in the era of cell phones where you quickly can reach out and you know, make that contact. Boy, oh boy, that would have been great if they could have done that as fast as possible. So in Vegas, that's what they're doing. They're, you know, holding ceremonies to honor the shooting victims and first responders. They're honoring them, and you know, the Golden Knights just started, and the Las Vegas hockey team, the NHL team, and they did a 40-minute pregame ceremony and just paid tribute to all the people that that the first responders and the shooting victims and, you know, again, all of that. And while that's happening, then you have House Speaker Paul Ryan say that regulations are the smartest, quickest fix to address this rapid fire situation, for meaning the bump stocks, like the ones used in the mass murder. But he didn't talk about whatever else he was open to, just that this would be the thing to talk about. So the timeline is the crazy thing. And a couple of you also chimed in about that. Another one from Stephen, who says, wow, I was stunned to learn, Kate, that with this whole timeline thing, which keeps changing, where 58 people were killed, that the 32nd floor, when the security guard was, you know, hit with all of those bullets raining down on him, the fact that they didn't get to the cops sooner is just a darn shame. When that assault started and all those people were there for that country music concert, I don't know if they could have saved any lives, if more lives would have been saved, but that's too bad. Yeah, they did, you know, they did. What happened was, when the guard, what I understand the story to be, when Jesus Campos, he yelled before he got all these, started getting shot at in the hallway, and he could feel the bullets passing, you know, the other guy, there was another guy with him, could feel these bullets passing by his head. He was a building engineer. He was there with the guard, and something hit him in the back, and he took cover. But when the guard was shot in the leg, the building engineer radioed the supervisors to call the police. You know, just call the police. But the sheriff said that the hallway shooting happened at 9:59, 6 minutes before the 11-minute assault on the people below. You know, last week they were saying that the hallway shooting took place after he started the shooting spree. So now that's a different timeline. And, I mean, look, the two guys in the hallway did what they could do, period. And, again, you can't go back in a time bubble, and too bad you can't, and prevent that from happening, of course, seeing that empty field and seeing those people running and the confusion and whatnot is just pretty damn sad, and is something that I can't even fathom it. Once again, thanks for all your emails. You can always rather shoot me your thoughts at americatonight.net. And thanks to all of you for listening to this show. Be good to each other.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.